Happy Thursday to you, and I hope you're having a really lovely week and enjoying the sunshine we are having here in Dublin. And if you're around the world, I'm not sure what the weather is like, but we have had just this continuous feeling of winter since last around October, November, and the sun has been shining brightly here since yesterday's, and it has been wonderful. And it really got me to think about how we can shift energy in our life when things feel a little bit stagnant. So yesterday I was asking you to look at a video, and if you didn't get a chance, you can go back and listen to it or watch it. It's only 4 minutes in length, and it's just about blending the spiritual with the practical. So the spiritual part being, let's say, what things are meant for us or what things are set out for us in our path, if you believe that to be true. I would believe that definitely there are things that are meant to be for us and they want to come into our life, but obviously we have to be in the right headspace, the right mindset, and we also have to take action to make those things kind of happen or create the space for them to come into our life. So with the energy of the sun that's been coming in, it got me thinking about feeling kind of renewed and revived, but also trying to create that feeling when things may be a little bit stagnant or aren't really moving for you. And this to me really comes under the title, I suppose, of surrendering. And surrendering can be really hard. There is that expression, and I've used it before, and like so many people talk about it, which is what we resist persists. So sometimes we're focusing on things that we want in our life so much that actually we don't believe they're going to happen. And that's where we're having to focus and focus and focus. Oh, that better happen, or I need that to happen, or when's it going to happen? And actually it turns into a negative, because in reality, we're putting more focus into the belief that we don't think it's going to happen. And when we're in that state, it's like putting metal walls all around us where we're stuck and we're stagnant and we can't seem to push through that. And sometimes, you know, it's by throwing your hands up in the air and saying, okay, I surrender. You know, I just surrender. I'm just going to go with the flow and see what happens. This can be very difficult. One, if you're impatient. If you're anything like me, I'm very impatient. Two, if you like to be in control of things, which I do also. So if you're impatient, you like to be in control, or simply you just get frustrated in certain areas of your life, maybe now this is happening for you as well, that just you're putting a lot of work in and the stuff isn't happening. So when we talk about surrender, it's not about just giving up on your dreams, and it's not even about giving up on action, but it's about kind of taking a step back and saying, look, I'm trying to make something happen that doesn't seem to be happening, or I'm trying to focus on something that doesn't seem to be happening. And it's about coming into yourself, and I know this is going to be difficult to do, but kind of coming into yourself, focusing in on your stomach, focusing in on your heart, and just really thinking about the outcome that you want around something. But the thing is that we can't control is the how part. So how something's going to manifest or how it's going to show up. And also maybe something we really want isn't necessarily the right thing. And if we let go of it, something better will come in its place that still brings us to that outcome that we want. So I feel like it's a trust process. And I'll give you an example of this. So about a year and a half ago, when I came up with the idea for It's Time For Me, I applied to Ireland's Best Young Entrepreneur with the idea in the Best New Idea category. I put so much work into it and I really wanted to create this and focused on visualizing getting in. And I actually did get in. I was successful and I got in to be a county finalist and didn't go any further than that. And the day after the competition happened and I didn't get any further, I actually felt a bit deflated, because it was weeks and weeks of preparation and doing the boot camps with it. And you're just feeling like really alive and quite kind of confident. And I remember waking up the next day and thinking, God, this feels really, I feel really deflated. I feel okay, I wasn't able to win any funding to help me or any mentorship to help me to kind of bring this idea into fruition. And what I did was I just kind of gave myself a couple of days just to kind of get over it, because it had been months of really hard work and really late nights at being in the competition itself. And I remember just kind of letting it go and saying, okay, I just have to go after what I want, which is I want to create this. I want to create a platform for people, and I feel passionate about that. And that's what I began to do. And I set up myself doing that. And as I did that and just pushed forward with what I wanted, but let go of how quick I wanted it to happen, how fast I thought things should happen, you know, how big it needed to be. And all of a sudden, things started to fall into place. I actually was given a little small investment from somebody close to me, where I wasn't expecting it. Then actually, a person in my category who had one funding actually sent me money to me directly, like found my details online, even though we had only talked once, and gifted me money, which I just really didn't want to take. And we had massive conversations about it, and he asked me to pay it forward to somebody who's setting up a business in a couple of years when I'm in that position to do so. These were amazing things that were coming in to really help me have the ability to have the time to put into it's time for me, and also the finances to put into it, because setting up a business, you know, is expensive. And then as the year progressed, I was trying to work with It's Time For Me, and it was getting a bit frustrating because I wasn't moving as fast as I wanted to move. And then again, I had to sit down and say, okay. And I remember last summer trying to do kind of a relaunch on it, and it was the summertime and it wasn't the best time to do it. And I put loads and loads of weeks of work in, and it just didn't happen the way that I wanted. So I felt very deflated and kind of took a step back again, and then said, look, I've just got to surrender. And literally about 2 weeks later, I had a mentor at the time, and I found out that I had a chance to go on this postgraduate for innovation in UCD. And I applied to it, and I found out that I got on. I thought, oh my God, this is amazing. All of these things have happened at a slower pace. So when I went into the Innovation Academy in UCD, and I've only finished that a couple of weeks ago, it was just like the best experience ever, helped me reshape the business. And now I'm doing a launch for it on Sunday, and it's the launch that I always wanted to do in my mind. And, you know, it's booked out. It's just the best way possible. And then last week I applied to like a business incubator, they call them, or accelerator program. And I found myself going, okay, I've applied for a few of these before and I haven't got onto them. I was doing a lot of visualization, and I found out yesterday that I didn't get it. And I just had to sit in that and go, okay, look at everything that's happened to you with this situation. You fully trusted, knowing that, say, the path of It's Time For Me is what I've wanted to do, that anytime I've hit roadblocks, as we all do, I surrender to it and said, you know what, I believe there's something going to fall into place because everything else has happened, and these really great opportunities, from funding to gifted funding to, you know, a postgraduate course, which has completely helped my business, and to so much more. And what has happened is, so I didn't get that, but then that evening I've been trying to connect with a charity, very large charitable organization that I've admired for the last number of years, to see if I could offer my support in some way. And I had contacted them a few years ago, well before It's Time For Me, and didn't even hear back from them. And yesterday, after about 2 hours after I didn't get, I got the email to say I hadn't got to the next stage of the accelerator program, I got an email from the CEO of this charity, who wants to meet me in 2 weeks, actually a week and a half, Monday week, and wants to talk about what opportunities will be there for me to support them. And, you know, it was so funny because both of them happened on the same day. So really, why I did want that incubator, because it really helps you to progress even further, and I'm ready to bring It's Time For Me out to a bigger audience. I found that luck and opportunity is coming, and maybe these things aren't suited to me. One thing I struggle with as well is that I'm really into the spiritual side of life, and I've had to push that, not to the side of me, but indefinitely in how I do my business, you know, and in different college courses and competitions. I don't talk about that side because, you know, they sometimes think that's a bit airy-fairy. So I've had to kind of remove that side of me. And yesterday I realized that maybe I don't have to do that, and maybe I don't fit into the normal box of what they're looking for in business, but it doesn't mean that I can't make a success of it. So I didn't expect this audio to be so long and go on that long-winded story, but what I'm trying to say is that sometimes surrendering is the best thing that you can do. You surrender and you just, you know, I have a friend, my best friend actually, and I remember when we were 15, she used to always say to me, oh, hand it up to God, hand it up to God. And I was like, what is she talking about? And it always stuck with me, and it was like, just hand it up to something bigger, whatever you believe in, hand it up and just say, I trust fully you're gonna bring the best thing for me. And actually what happens is those metal walls that we put around ourselves start to lift, opportunities start to move in really fast. It doesn't mean you can't be frustrated or just a bit disheartened by things, but it's just really coming into this place of knowing and believing that it's going to happen for you, whatever that is. If you have a passion, if you have a purpose, or if just something you want to progress with. So, you know, I hope, and my vision for myself is in a couple of years, I'll be telling this story to a bigger audience about how I got turned down for this, all these different things, and I still was able to succeed on what I believe is my purpose. So it's about staying in your own lane, as they say. It's about keeping going on what you want and driving and motivating yourself, but surrender and let some things go so that better stuff can come in for you. So I hope that makes sense. Sorry again for the long-winded audio, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow. If anybody has any feedback, if you want to get in touch with me on topics you want me to cover or questions that you have, please do let me know. From tomorrow, I'm actually going to be starting 1 minute videos in the Facebook group, which are just going to be little kind of snippets, very quick snippets of different things you can do, and I'm hoping to do those every couple of days. But if you do have any questions, send them to me and I can respond to them in those videos. I won't mention your name or anything like that. Okay, so have a really good day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.